This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on your lunch hour. I can see you right now driving to lunch, driving to go see a new client, getting out and talking to somebody. You could do it today on this Wednesday. Have a good one. Kevin, I brought this up earlier this morning, and you said instantly, this is exactly the kind of content that I want to get into. 877-881-1053 as we turn our attention to the New England Patriots, who has the quarterback edge. Autoflex Leasing Fantech, 877-881-1053. The more capable quarterback is definitely Tom Brady, right?
No.
877-881-1053. I have a feeling that this is going to be split down the middle. Kevin, pardon the interruption, did have this kind of Dak or Brady conversation. This is what they went through.
In their last three games, Prescott has 9 touchdowns and 1,100 yards. Brady has 3 touchdowns and 760 yards. Brady's throwing a ball on the ground and sailing it over receivers. Only an idiot would take Tom Brady. I am an idiot. I am going to take Tom Brady because I cannot put him in the Rivers and Eli lumping yet. Can't.
You've left me way too much time. I say, of course I'm taking Tom Brady.
I understand.
And only a fool wouldn't. Not if you're projecting forward for the next few years. You're going to take Dak.
Yeah.
I mean, you might even take Dak by the time we get to the playoffs. But we're asking this question today.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, upright, ambulatory today, right?
Right.
Even if he's disappointed, as
good.
He says.
Doesn't look good lately. Right? Doesn't look good lately.
Tom.
Yes, I think
Golden
so.
Boy
I think
Brady.
So. I think so.
There you go, Kevin. Nobody believes in Dak. Nobody believes that Dak can be better than Tom Brady on a Sunday.
Great. Well, allow me to counterpoint what contemporary people watching sports have to say about this, and not people who checked out on their job 5 years ago. There's another sports station in town that does that. So let's go with what's happening right now, because the argument that I'm not projecting years down the road, neither am I. So let's go with just, I don't know, do you want to just go with this year? Okay, let's just go with this year. Who has a better completion percentage? Dak, by a lot. Who has more yards? Dak, by 500, excuse me. He's more than 4% completion points better. Who has a better yards per throw? Dak, by 2 whole yards. Who has more touchdowns? Dak, by 7. Here's one counterpoint for Tom Brady. He's got less interceptions. So, point for Brady. That's 1. Yay! Who's been sacked more? Tom Brady. Who's fumbled the ball more? Tom Brady. Who has a better quarterback rating? Dak Prescott. Boom, 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 boom. Just about every conceivable category you can come up with, Dak Prescott has been better than Tom Brady this year. I'm not projecting into the future because Dak Prescott is significantly younger than Tom Brady. And yes, I understand Tom Brady has won a whole bunch of Super Bowls. That is not lost on me. I'm just saying, right now, who is playing better as the quarterback this whole season? You're more than halfway done with the season. It's not like they just played 1 or 2 games. This is a track record this year, and Dak Prescott is better than Tom Brady in just about every single category. I say the same thing for this as I do for the Cowboys' knowledge of balance. Don't just go off of what used to be. Judge what's happening right now. And right now, Dak Prescott is a better quarterback than Tom Brady. That is a fact.
I want to point out who was NFC Offensive Player of the Week this week, and that goes to one Dak Prescott. He's won it twice this year. Tom Brady obviously has been edged by Lamar Jackson, Mahomes, and Deshaun Watson on multiple occasions this year, because those young quarterbacks that are coming into their own right now, they are the better quarterbacks at the position. Tom Brady has big game experience, Kevin. He has the guy in his corner that is going to set up the team for the best opportunity. I love Dak's ability. I love looking at paper and saying, I have the better quarterback in this game. Because I do believe that Dak Prescott right now is the better quarterback. And I think that if Bill Belichick had his option, he would take Dak instead of Brady in this game. He would be like, yes, give me the Dak Prescott. The tools are there. But because that combination, and Jason Garrett said it earlier today, there maybe Brady is maybe the best to ever walk on the field. And he said they might be the best combination, the two, best two we've ever seen. Because of that, you have to take Tom Brady. And I'm not saying you're foolish for not. And I'm not saying you're a fool that if you don't for believing in Dak Prescott, because I think
that hurts my feelings.
I think that you're a genius if you're believing in Dak Prescott. I love it. But because of the combination, because of the game plan that can be created, and somebody said earlier, hey, for Tom Brady, I'm going to take him because the Cowboys' defense is trash. And I really hope the Cowboys' defense steps in and says, there's no way that I'm going to let people talk about us or let Tom Brady run all over us like that. But on the other side, the New England defense is really good. They have Stephon Gilmore. They have the mastermind when it comes to creating a plan of how to stop what you do well. Now, Kevin, Jeff just told us yesterday, the Cowboys' running game, they have been exposed. People know what they're doing in the running game. While I think that Kellen Moore might be a genius in the passing game and what they're doing, I don't think he knows how to fix the run game right now. All people are doing is creating problems for the running game. They're not even creating solutions. They're creating problems for the Cowboys, and they can't get out of their own way. I heard Michael Lombardi on this morning with Sean and RJ. And when it comes down to this, you know, he was talking about the coaching edge. He said, he was asked, though, what do you think they're going to do to slow down the Cowboys wide receivers? And this is what he said.
I would think they're going to put Gilmore on their number two receiver, and then I think they're going to double Cooper. I think that's the way they'll play. I don't think they'll worry about the tight end situation as much as they'll take their chances with Cobb. As Belichick says to the team all the time, look, we can't double everybody, right? And I think that they'll force the ball and try to take Zeke away. The one thing you're going to lose the game is if Zeke gets going in a rhythm. Here's the key component of this game that people have to understand. The Cowboys, in the last two seasons, when they play 30 minutes or more of defense, they're 5-17. When they play less than 30 minutes of defense, they're 20-4. Why is that? Because the Cowboys are small on defense. The Cowboys rely on quickness. They rely on speed. They rely on their movement to make plays. And when they got to play and stand in the middle of the ring and they got to play 32, 33 minutes, they wear down. That's the essence of this game. And I think what you'll see from the Patriots is you'll see tempo. You'll see them control the football. You'll see them want to hold this ball 34 minutes and gives Dak less time with it.
I'm a huge fan of Michael Lombardi and what he sees from the GM seat or from that kind of seat up there. And I think you know, he worked with Bill Belichick long enough to know what his game plan is going to be. Worked with him at Cleveland, worked with him in New England. He's worked with him for a long time to know what they like to do to try and take away what you do best. And that sounds like, hey, the Cowboys offense running game, if it doesn't get going early, it could be a real problem for itself. And you can't have that. You can't have a running game be a big problem for itself. Now, a lot of people have been saying, hey, they feel like the Cowboys can go blow for blow with this team and they can score the points. I don't disagree, but I don't know if the Cowboys can change their game plan midstream. And the halftime adjustments of Bill Belichick are brilliant. He's done it so well. Last year, the halftime adjustments, Kevin, were, hey, let's go back to the run game so that we can establish the run again to set up for later on in the game. This year, the Cowboys have been pretty good in the third quarter. They've made pretty good halftime adjustments. Can they match the opposing coach? I think you have the quarterback that can implement the game, though. I think you do.
We had a wave of Cowboys support at the beginning, but a lot of people pushed back.
I want to add one more thing, Kevin. When it comes to playing in big games, this is a big game for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Is this a big game for the Patriots?
No.
This is just another game.
Exactly.
This is an opportunity for the Cowboys to step on a stage right now.
Yeah.
For Tom Brady walking out there, I don't think he's nervous.
No.
For Dak Prescott, I think there might be a little tightness, a little nervousness, especially in the cold weather, too. So that's one of my other concerns, is that how long does it take the Cowboys to get into a rhythm?
This is the most irrelevant game the Patriots play in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, and we've seen the Cowboys get on a... the Packers game, the Saints game, the way they've started, just kind of looks nervous. And when I was talking to Everson Walls about that, he was like, I think you might be onto something. You know, when you're a confident team, you walk out there and you say, catch us. And the Cowboys have not given anybody that opportunity, really, especially when it comes to good teams.
From the 214, you guys obsess over Dak's stats and gloss over the fact that the Cowboys are 6-4 and the Pats are what? 9-1. For the 925, you guys have lost your mind. Here's the thing about that, and it's very simple. Who scored more points this year? The Patriots have scored one more point than the Cowboys. Think about that. One over 10 games. So it's essentially a push. Points against, Patriots have given up 108, Cowboys have given up 197. That is a difference of 9 points per game. The Cowboys give up 9 points per game more than the Patriots do. So it's as simple as that. It's the defense, not the quarterback, that dictates which team has the better record. Let me put it to you like this. If the Cowboys had been the Patriots defense and were giving up 9 points less a game, you know what their record would be right now? 9-1. And if the Patriots...
10-0.
They'd still be 9-1.
Oh, okay, fine.
So if the Patriots were the Cowboys defense and they gave up 9 points more a game, they would be 7-3. It is as simple as that. The record pivots off of the defense. That has nothing to do, well, not nothing. That more often than not has little to do with the quarterback.
So you're saying that Mike Bacsik is right when he says that the only stat that matters is how many points you scored and how many points you didn't score?
Yes, I hate the statistic that people throw out as, well, actually, they're third in total defense. What an idiotic statistic that is. The only statistic that matters is points for and against. Well, I don't know. The Patriots are, like, people would always say through the years, the Patriots are 10th in total defense. No, they're not. They would be first in points allowed. That's what I care about. Do you really care in this game if the Cowboys give up 500 yards and 10 points? No! You're not going to be like, oh, the defense really looked crappy. You're going to be like, no, they gave up 10 points.
I love 469. Patriots defense has scored half of their total points.
Yes, exactly. I've factored that out.
That's why Patriots, you can't turn over the ball.
The Patriots defense has like 5 touchdowns this year. So I forgot to even factor that in. There was a string. We just talked about this a couple weeks ago.
You got to be good in all three phases, Kevin.
Yeah, well, we're not good in special teams either. We'll get to that later.
Oh, no.
All right, there was a string a couple of games ago where in the span of 3 games, the Patriots defense would have lost the game 42-35 if they never took one single offensive snap. So don't tell me that it's the Patriots offense that has gotten them anywhere. That's preposterous. So for everyone who just keeps saying the only stat that counts is wins or losses, I agree. Would I rather be 9-1? Duh. But the point is, who's an MVP candidate right now and who's not? Tom Brady ain't an MVP candidate. Dak Prescott is an MVP candidate because he's been playing better. Would I swap records with the Patriots? Of course I would. But I wouldn't swap offenses with the Patriots.
From the 214, we need to expose them with Dak's legs like Lamar Jackson did. I question changing your offense that much, but I do love the idea of adding the right kinds of runs against their defense. When you see this, you know that you can run for this many yards. I don't want him to be running just because. I want him to run for big chunks of yards whenever it's necessary. I don't need him running because he's being pressured in the pocket. I need him running because everything else is downfield and I can get 30 yards on this run. I love that idea, but you got to realize Dak is not Lamar Jackson.
Nobody is.
He is a very different and unique quarterback, and that's the great thing about the two different styles of athleticism. Dak can get you some tough yards, but he's not going to pull that spin move on anybody and get you the extra 20 out of it because that they're two different kinds of quarterbacks. I love the idea of him using his legs when he can to expose them, but what Dak's doing best, clean pocket, see downfield, strike big.
The 817. Would you rather have the league MVP or the Super Bowl? I don't care if we'd never win another league MVP in the history of the franchise if we keep racking up Super Bowls 100%.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.